Hello, my imaginary friends. Simon here. It's March the 30th, 2012. I'm also known as SM2N on audioboo.fm, and this is my audioboo audio blog. So, yes, I agree. Dropbox is fantastic. The fact that we don't have to talk about it is testament to how reliable it is and how people don't worry about it. Obviously, there was that incident a little while ago when they had a security problem, but luckily we've all forgotten about that, and it's all fine. Great for making sure that you've got everything everywhere. Well, not everything, but some stuff everywhere. Great for collaborating and sharing files with other people. I use it as part of the workflow when I'm doing music. So I might create an MP3 file of a piece of music I'm working on and pop it in a folder to share it with someone I want to get their feedback on, and that kind of thing. So very useful for that. Not something I would use for backups because I don't have... just like Slandy, I'm on a free account, so I've only got two and a bit gig, I think. It's not yet... I've not yet found it was a situation where I needed more than that. But it is quite good to know that you've got documents everywhere, and the version control thing's great as well, so you know that that's another sort of backup thing, isn't it, really, where you can modify a document and overwrite it, and you can still go back to the versions. So it's really, really very, very good product. Fabulous. Keyboard, taking keyboards apart. I've got an M-Audio keyboard, which I bought almost, I don't know, 10 years ago. And it's got a USB plug on the back, and the USB keeps the plug on the PCB keeps unsoldering itself because it's not very well supported, and as you move things around, the USB cable gets moved around and then loosens the joints, and so I've had to repair that a couple of times now, take the whole keyboard apart so I can get to the circuit board and solder it. So I'm hoping that this last time I've done it really well this time, I hope. But I've not ever spilt fruit juice on it yet, touch wood. Yes, I'm lucky in that respect. Other things. Amani blog, audio problems. I would say get that iPhone 4S taken back to the shop and get them to have a look at it, because I've updated to iOS 5.1 on my iPhone and not had that problem. My wife has got an iPhone 4S and she's not had that problem. She's on 5.1. Dave at work is on 5.1 of the 4S. It's not normal, so I'd take it back to the shop if I were you, Paul, and get them to have a look at it. But in terms of headphones, yes, I'm quite a big fan of the Ultimate Ears headphones. Or headsets for iPhone, and they sound really good, and you can do noise isolation with them because they go into your ears with tightly fitting sleeves, and that's very good at noise isolation. It means that you can have the volume down slightly lower and still hear well. So they're really good. I've stopped using them myself because I got an ear infection some kind of ear infection, and I was afraid that might be caused by that, so that's why I've stopped using them myself. Maybe at some point I'll have the courage to go back to using those again. I like to use some nice big Sennheiser over the ear headphones. I think they're 212 Pro, I think. But they don't have a microphone in them, so they're no good for doing phone calls and recording booze. But they're good for listening and nice and comfortable and not quiet. So But I'd be very interested to hear if anybody does get back to you with some advice on iPhone headsets that are good and sound good. I'd be very interested to hear that. And I know that McColgan was also talking about it previously, so I think a few people here on Audio Boo would be very, very interested in what you find out. Sponsorship is the other thing I want to talk about quickly. I've got loads of things to talk about. Sponsorship. So thank you very much to all the people that have sponsored Emilia for her fun run thing that she did, half a mile with a teddy, which was back on Sports Relief Day. I think it was the 23rd of March that she did that. Well, I think Sports Relief Day was the 23rd. I think she did it on the Wednesday, the 21st. Anyway, thank you for those that sponsored. So I went down and got some cash and have paid up with the old sponsor form, the old fashioned type sponsor form, and I've paid all that money. So that's all good. But a few of the people that were involved have reached out to me and said, I'll send it over via PayPal or I'll donate the money directly myself using the telephone donation on the night of Sports Relief or whatever. And therefore you don't have to give the money, Simon. That wasn't really what I was trying to achieve here. What I was trying to do was this reciprocal sponsorship thing. So the money kind of gets doubled. So if you sponsored my daughter for, say, a fiver, then I take a fiver from my funds and I write your name down on the sponsor form as that you've donated a fiver, and that way Emilia gets loads of sponsors. But that fiver hasn't actually left your hands. I've taken it out of my bank account. But the clever bit is that you, in return, take the fiver that you've allocated in your mind to sponsoring Emilia, and you take that fiver and you give that somewhere else to charity, so that your fiver gets doubled in money. It becomes doubled up, and that fiver then goes to if you're sponsoring a child to do something, or even if you just drop it in the collection plate at church if you're a church goer, or drop it in the next collection tin that you see somebody collecting outside of the supermarket you go to or whatever. So your fiver gets doubled somehow. That was the kind of idea, really. So I know I don't want you to send me your money, and I don't want you to give your money directly to Sport Relief and I keep my money. No, that's not the idea at all. Is that any clearer? And I don't want you to I don't want to set up a Just Giving page so that one of these charity donation page websites gets to cream off a percentage. No, I don't want to make it complicated and high tech like that. This is a way of doubling the money using Audio Boo for sponsorship. So there we are. I hope that's a bit clearer for the people that got confused by what I've been trying to say, because I've not been expressing myself very clearly, especially things like, you know, with comments on Audio Boos or DMs or whatever, and I've not made myself clear at all. So I hope that helps, and if the people that have sponsored Emilia, if you could reach out to me and send me a DM or something to let me know that you've understood now and what you're going to do with that £2 or whatever it was, unless you've already told me. Maybe you've already told me. You've already told me. So I think at least one person, two people have already told me what they're going to do with their reciprocal. But there's some other people that were trying to get me the money over to me. Yes. Otherwise, I will contact you and ask you what's going on, who I've sponsored a fiver or whatever the value is. Because I'd like to know who I've sponsored. Anyway, that's it for now. Thanks for listening. Toodle-boo.